Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 20th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by OWC. Even though Apple has reopened its retail stores in China, many of its supply chain operations are still in flux. A new report from Bloomberg details some of those struggles, but it says that the 5G iPhone 12 is so far unaffected. Citing anonymous sources, the report explains that as of right now, the next flagship iPhones with 5G capabilities are still on schedule to launch this fall. But what's important to keep in mind is that mass production of the iPhone 12 isn't slated to begin until May, so delays could still materialize once that process begins. On the flip side, Apple this week unveiled a new iPad Pro and MacBook Air, but production of those devices likely started in early January, which is before the worst effects of the coronavirus shutdown in China. Though the report does speculate that one reason the iPad Pro Magic Keyboard isn't shipping until May is because of supply constraints caused by COVID-19. Even though the iPhone 12 is still on track, one source told Bloomberg that Apple's supply chain is still not moving at its normal pace due to a slowdown in component shipments. For example, key Apple suppliers in Malaysia have halted production due to a two-week lockdown in the country because of COVID-19. Apple suppliers and teams in other countries, such as South Korea, the UK, and the United States and Italy, have also been affected. For example, in the United States, Apple relies on Broadcom for wireless chips for the iPhone. But the CEO of Broadcom recently told investors that COVID-19 will have an impact on the business, in particular during the second half of the fiscal year. So how iPhone production normally works is that Apple finalizes the majority of the design features between November and December of the year before. So this means that the iPhone 12 design and features were both finalized in November or December of 2019. From there, Apple begins mass production of new casings around April, and then starts a late manufacturing stage called final assembly, test, and pack in May. According to Bloomberg, despite many of the component-side constraints, Apple was able to build test versions of the iPhone last month. So as it stands right now, we can still expect the iPhone 12 with 5G in the fall, but that can absolutely still change as the coronavirus situation continues to evolve. After making its debut earlier this week, the first reviews of the new 2020 MacBook Air have hit the web today. Reviewers praise the new Magic Keyboard, performance improvements, and much more. As a quick refresher, the new MacBook Air features a scissor switch keyboard design with improved reliability, as well as Intel's newest 10th generation processors, a base configuration of 256GB of storage, and a lower $999 entry-level price point. All of the MacBook Air reviewers seem to agree that this is the MacBook Air Apple probably should have released in 2018. Solid performance for most things, a generous base storage configuration, and a reliable keyboard design. Of course, performance isn't as powerful as what you'd get from the new 16-inch MacBook Pro, but the MacBook Air starts at less than half the price. CNBC, for instance, says that anyone using the 2018 MacBook Air or even last year's version should consider upgrading this year for the new keyboard and additional storage. But TechCrunch points out that most people should probably spring for the $1099 version of the MacBook Air to get the faster i5 processor. But across the board, it's tricky to find too many negatives in these early 2020 MacBook Air reviews. TechCrunch does point out that battery life might not quite live up to Apple's claims, especially if you're pushing it to the limits. But overall, the MacBook Air is praised for being a great bargain, especially now that Apple has the price under $1,000. The first MacBook Air order should arrive to customers as soon as today, and you can find our full roundup of reviews at the link in the show notes below. We'll also have our own top features video from Jeff Benjamin sometime in the next few days. We are sponsored this week by OWC. We're teaming up with the company to give away Apple's new rack-mountable Mac Pro. Yes, that's the $6,500 rack-mountable version of Apple's new flagship Pro desktop. And OWC will also be providing the winner with 384GB of memory and an Excelsior 4M2 4TB drive. The new OWC memory for the 2019 Mac Pro and the Mac Pro Rack is available now with up to 1.5 terabytes and a lifetime warranty. And as usual for OWC, it's priced right to save you around 65% off Apple's own factory upgrades or the other alternatives. And you can also check out the OWC Excelsior 4M2 SSD, which is also available now with up to 8 terabytes of storage. It also offers state-of-the-art silent cooling with a finned heat sink cover that can be used externally via Thunderbolt 3 as well. My thanks to OWC for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily, and you can visit macsales.com/9to5mac to learn more about OWC's new memory and SSD lineup, and you can check out the link in the show notes below to enter the Mac Pro Rack giveaway. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals available right now.
This weekend's best Apple-friendly deals over at 9to5 Toys include a new Best Buy 3-day sale, which discounts official iPhone cases, 16-inch MacBook Pro, HomePod, and more. You'll find all of our top picks linked in the show notes below and over at 9to5toys.com. You can also save up to $300 on Mac Mini, as previous generation models are discounted from $679. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to OWC for their support this week and for making it possible for us to give you 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or wherever you listen every day. It's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. And going into this weekend, be sure to stay safe, practice social distancing, and do your part to protect yourself and all of those around you. All of the latest Apple news is available 24/7 on 9to5mac.com, and we'll be back next week with a new week of 9to5Mac Daily.